I don't know, about 3 or 4 months later, this girl that I had known that had worked with that girl came up to me and said, "Hey, you know, so-and-so is pregnant." "So?" "She thinks it's yours." "So?" I said, I haven't heard from her. You're just telling me something out of the blue. And I guess it was 5-6 months later, another girl stopped by and said, "So-and-so had a boy." I said, "Oh, that's great, you know. It's the only thing I've ever heard."
Wow.
Yeah, so don't know anything else about it. You know, you're one of the very, very, very few who's ever heard that story.
Huh.
Yeah. Never been married. Love to be married. Mm-hmm. I was watching an ad this morning. It's a Passat commercial. And the guy's walking down the street and gets a phone call. And the phone call says, "This is you in the future." Mm-hmm. Now, I thought about it. This would be a great party if you have like 6-8 people sitting around. If you could call yourself in the past and tell yourself a few things, what would you tell yourself? Now, I thought about that whenever that ad was on. I said, well, I'd probably call myself back in the early 80s and say, "Get your ass back in school. Find yourself a good woman, have some kids, and get your life straightened out." But enough of that.
Well, anyhow, you're in school. You never know. You're young.
Yeah. I'm 43. How am I going to have a wife and kids now?
Oh, are you kidding me? It could happen. And since you said that, I'm sure it will. Okay, now this is going to sound weird, but I'm just interested in things that you're, what you call things. Mm-hmm. So would you tell me a little bit maybe about maybe rooms you'd find in a house?
Bedroom, bathroom, or a restroom. Because not all restrooms are bathrooms.
True.
Closet, pantry, entry, hall, not a foyer. That's French. We don't need nothing French. Kitchen. Dining room, living room.
What's the difference?
Dining room is where you sit and eat. Mm-hmm. Living room is where you occupy. It's like a TV. Mm-hmm. You know, I know some people call them dens.
Okay.
I guess you'd say a den is where the TV room is. Mm-hmm. You know, a living room is where there isn't a TV. It's just a room where you can sit around and conversate.
Mm-hmm. What kind of furniture might you find in a living room?
In a living room? Couch, a couple of easy chairs, a curio cabinet, could be a piano in there, pictures on the wall, which I guess isn't furniture.
Mm-hmm. What about a den?
Den, couch, an easy chair, a TV, possibly a stereo, radio, coffee table.
What kind of furniture would you find in the bedroom?
Well, as it applies, a bed.
Mm-hmm.
God willing. You'd have your dresser. You'd have, I always think a chair needs to be in there. You know, I mean, it's not good to sit on the side of your bed, but I do anyhow. And nightstands. Oh, man. You could, I guess, have I have a little shelf in there. I put my stuff on. Whenever I take stuff out of my pockets, I put in there and put my videos and stuff on there. So, I mean,
what about what you find on the bed?
Bed? Well, see, that's it. Bed, besides the, see, I guess pillow and your, and you know, of course, your fitted sheet, your regular sheet, your mattress pad, your bedspread, your sleeping pillows. Now, I don't think, some people load them up with a bunch of pillows and, you know, I guess to each his own, but, you know, we never had that in my family, so. But hey, if she was a good woman and she wanted that, it'd be all right.
What about in a living room? What might you find in terms of maybe a fireplace?
Fireplace? Well, you know, we have, as far as I can remember back, we've never had a fireplace. Always wanted a fireplace.
Growing up?
Yeah.
What about your grandparents' house? You remember their house?
No fireplace there either. Not. And as long as I can remember, my mother's mother always lived with my aunt, my mother's sister.